show these four pics I have of the grandkids, because this is our, and you can go to the next one too. I just want to show you, we are a family too. We have multiple grandkids and a big family of ours, that these will be the grandkids coming out to ride. These will be the ones going around and exploring. We might let them hike on their own. And we're safe doing this alongside the business that we're creating. Most of the residents and local community are concerned that the people we're bringing in, all of a sudden, they should not feel safe having their loved ones around, their daughter by the creek, or any kids at play. This will be adhered to the fact, because we're going to feel just as safe to have them out there just as anybody else should. This is to be a retreat purpose, not just for someone to come out and do whatever we want. We're trying to find a goal and attain that goal during your visit. Also, trash has been a very big key, and so I definitely dedicate to myself to whenever I'm picking up as much as I can. And I've also filled out paperwork and still in discussion with Missouri Department of Transportation to adopt the highway of the stretch of 160 there after they're done restructuring at the end of the year. I have abided with making sure there's going to be no ATVs or OHVs on this property. Personally, yes, I will be using it, and my family will, but as far as guests, you're not allowed to, and nor are you allowed to park on the property, unload, and ride off onto the road. I'm not allowing you to unload your vehicle at all. If you want to come and do ATVs in the area, you can park it with your trailer, but you cannot unload it off. I want to make sure that drainage and water table issues are always maintained, and because I know that's always a constant factor with growth and anything thinking in the future. And so I have worked with John Suti and Melissa Betts to always gather the best soil evaluation and make sure that I'm complying with everything I need to. And John Suti is the one that designed my septic route right now that will contain those three yurts, which those will be the only utility containing units that we're offering right now. Everything else will be dry, and anything else we do at the moment, you're coming to have to use the two available bathrooms at the family building. So with his approval and everything, I have the septic permit with him, and everything lined out the way it is. My max capacity right now on the land with the water I have is 60 people. Now, obviously, it's not hitting, but just to always be safe, that's the max that I have after the septic system goes in. As you've seen, I've showed you the position of my car or my RV on the property, and this is something I'll be living in full-time. This is not something I'm even going to move and go to another spot on the property once this gets started. I'm building an awning over myself that it's going to stay there. I'm there to go, and I will always be living on the property. I probably only leave once, maybe twice a week to go around, so I'm around. I'm able to identify things and address any concerns that may happen. I'm handing out a map to all my guests that I will be that will be staying with me. That way I can position them where they need to go, where they don't. And I have decided that what I'm going to do is anything north of my property. If you would pull up just the county map, the beacon, I'm going to not encourage, because obviously there's only trouble to be had if you go north of my line. So my encouragement of everything right now will be is, yes, you're able to explore, and yes, people are obviously coming in here, they might have an idea of where to go on trailhead, and I'll explain different areas that I can push them. But as far as talking about this property right here, my privacy on my private property at the moment, I have 25 wooded acres. That means 25 acres to be able to allow them to hike, allow them to go. I have a couple of caves. I have a couple of picnic areas I can set up for them to go down, and that's still on my private property, and that's 25 wooded acres. If you were just to take this line straight up, not even going over on this side, but if you were to take this line straight up and then cross it at my north boundary, this gives me 60 wooded acres overall. And I feel like that's viable to allow and encourage people the opportunity that you may hike within here, still not going too out of reach, and you're not going anywhere in here where trouble may be had. This is a very popular hunting spot. And if you take this right here, my very top line, to my cousin's land, the Sylvie's, it's only 3,000 feet, so that is my closest. lights. And if you go into to the creek, it's 1.2 miles on the road, but the closest marker to that person's land is a separation of 4,600 feet. So that's what you're met on the north side. And then obviously, you know, on the west side, this is my cousin's land as well. But I just wanted to make sure that you know, and that's kind of what I've been considering of the intake, of keeping them all there. They're not to go that way. And then I've also designated areas and found spots that they would be able to go to. So if people are looking to hike, they have Hercules Glades Wilderness, 15 minutes northwest. They have Blair Ridge Trailhead, 20 minutes north. They have the Bateman Trail System, 45 minutes northeast. The Glade Top Trail, 40 minutes northeast. And the Tower Trail, 30 minutes north. So that's five hiking trails and trailheads that they're able to access. For people interested in ATV riding, there is the Glade Top Trail as well, 40 minutes northeast. There is the Chadwick, 45 minutes north. And there's Hog Wild Adventures, 50 miles southwest. So that's three locations that riders can also go within a 45-mile radius. There is biking to be had. There is Silver Dollar City, 45 minutes west of us. There is Shepherd of the Hills, 45 minutes west of us. There's Branson, the entire city, 40 minutes west. There's horseback opportunity at the Clydesdale Experience, 30 minutes northwest. And a dream of horse in the Ozarks, 40 minutes northeast. If you're looking for fishing, there's Beaver Creek, 20 minutes west.
And hey, James, just to save you a little energy.
Yes, sir.
So our focus tonight is looking for Aaron Law based on the two things that are listed. So those are great information on where you're located, but do you feel that...
Okay, I'll start with this. The points of making sure that there are things around is one of the errors I believe that was made in the meeting for planning and zoning is the common argument and the common statement brought up was there's nothing to do, there's nothing out here, it's not compatible. There's nothing for people to go, no one knows where they're at. Well, there's a list of several things and several opportunities and areas where people can be pushed to. And no, I'm not trying to have them go around. And that's been one of the comfort things for the opposition. They're uncomfortable right now with anyone going around their area and not knowing where they are. So my attention right here is keeping them inclined where I am, and I wanted just to give you an idea of what is around, what those kind of things could attain, and how I'm keeping them on my property. I will skip a little bit just to make sure I do go through those errors. One of the first errors that's been mentioned that really carried through on the decision made by planning and zoning was that Frank Ray Road is right across from Fairview Church Road. And as we've indicated, and we can measure if we need to, but it's 1,000 feet away from the entrances, and obviously that's not a road that's directly across. So the concern there of residents and the common traffic of just crossing the street, that's not an issue and nor a thing. Another error that was made is that it was taken under consideration that neighbors can see onto my area from their own bedroom. Well, this has been untrue, and I've proven with pictures, and no one could give me a picture from their window that they can see anything going on my property. So this was an error there. The next error was the fact that they do not see anything to do, there's nothing to do, and nothing's like it. Well, there are things around it, and I have a great 45-mile radius to get you to do anything you came to do. As well as they said, well, how are you going to do anything with them? Well, I won't go through it because I know I'm trying to say, but I've made 3.5 pages full of activities, workshops, classes, opportunities that you can do out here. There is plenty, and it's an endless thing of whatever you can provide to people. So when they tell me that I can't busy people on my property, and when they tell me that I don't have anything I can do and they're just going to be wandering, that's false. Because I can have very much things ready for them to do. It's a retreat center, after all. It's for a purpose. The next mistake that they made is they identified the creek in consideration that's north. They identified it as just half a mile away.
in which I have now declared that the ownership, the property ownership, is 4,600 feet away from me, and the creek is a mile, 1.2 miles down the road. So that is double what was assessed in planning and zoning. So there was an error in there. They talk about there not being a commercial business around, and there may not be a commercial business like this, but just across the street there is an auto body shop, and there is commercial business and traffic in and out there. It's a commercial auto shop. So there is commercial business, but there's just nothing like what I'm doing right there. That doesn't mean it's not compatible. It just hasn't been done yet. The next error that they made for planning and zoning in their meeting was they did not let me finish anything during my rebuttal. They cut me off during my speech and said that there was a lot of opposition. About 15, 17 people spoke, and he didn't let me address all the issues that were there to address. And he said, I'd like to have it to where we ask you questions. They asked me absolutely no questions. So they just interrupted me, they stopped me, sat me down, made their decision. I believe that was an error, and they didn't allow me to speak against my opposition fully. Another error was a lot of their terminology in this. What does it truly mean to impact surrounding residents with such a vague look of something? There was not something that this would be noted, this is not going to make me comfortable, this is wrong. Everything was very vague in the note, and they could not really come up with anything consistent or by the book. It was kind of just trying to find stuff. So there was a very much error, and they never found what is the impact. No one can tell me how this can be impacted, because by what I look at, no one can see what I do. No one notices what I do right now. No one even knew this went on without these meetings. Another thing was they basically came to the conclusion that it was a comfort of the opposition. They couldn't tell me there was no logistical reason why this cannot work. It was just because so many people came to opposition around the community, and they stated that, and I believe that's why they cut me off in my rebuttal also. They had made their decision, and it was a comfort of the opposition for planning and zoning not to go against that. However, no comfort will be lost in this. No one's uncomfortable right now, and it's not making a difference that where it's going to be any negative impact on the community, rather only positive impact opportunities. There will be no change or impact day to day, no matter if this happens or not. No one is going to notice a difference. And then just make sure about all the last big mistake they made was just claiming the incompatibility of it. It's been stated that this is not a main traffic road. It fits the business model perfect because the things we're trying to encourage and learn, this is the homestead I'm taking care of. So it's compatible already with the way I'm using my own land. It fits a business model not only with that, but for the community itself, that if the community ever wanted to be a part, they have full access. I'm fully appropriating or fully there to appropriate anything we want to work on together, and we can go forward. Okay. If it's a very big community impact, and what better way to teach sustainable techniques than to have it on a homestead?
Real quick, just can you walk over there? First, point to me where the circles are, all your stuff is. I don't need to know each one individually, but it's right there, right? Okay. Tell me directly across the road that way, who owns that land?
I'm right here. This is our land. This is still
okay.
Across
now go back over. Okay, go back over your circles. All your circles are staying on that side of the road, is what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
now sir. Put your finger back where the circles are. To the left, whose land is that?
I believe this is the plain.
No, adjacent. I'm sorry, adjacent to. Adjacent means touching.
Touching.
Yeah, who is that?
This is the National Forest.
Okay. Now go back over to your circles. Go straight down to that white building. What is that white building?
This is not a building. It's the tower.
So who owns that? There's no houses.
This was our land, so we still operate this land. We just sold it to the electric, so it's 86 acres, but this would have made it 100. That we just don't build anything within there, but we still run cattle and strip hay.
So the only thing adjacent to you, you're telling me, I'm just trying to make sure I'm very clear on this.
Yes, sir.
You own the land across the road. And the opposite adjacent land is the National Forest.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry. I just want to make sure I'm clear on that. Thank you.
Well, I got it.
Thank you.
So these were the notes that I believe that the planning and zoning made an error in their ways when they made this decision.